My friends Becky and Cynthia have a lamb cam. They're Vermont friends, not Portage friends. A lamb cam is like a nanny cam, except it's for sheep. People get nanny cams to keep an eye on their kids and the nannies when they're away at work. Becky and Cynthia have a lamb cam to keep an eye on their sheep while they're not at home. And there's a legitimate reason for this. One of their sheep, Colleen, I believed it was, flipped over one day, and this can actually kill a sheep. Their organs and stuff, they're so heavy that the fat and weight pushes down and crushes their organs. Now, fortunately, Becky and Cynthia were home at the time. I think they were like going out to give the sheep breakfast or something like that and saw Colleen flipped. So the two of them worked really hard and flipped that 300-pound sheep back over again. The sheep scare convinced them they needed a lamb cam so they could keep an eye on their sheep while they were away, and if something happened, they could give a neighbor a call, and the neighbor could run over and get things taken care of. Now, it's also turned into anytime something very similar to anytime I ask any one of you about how your grandchildren are doing, and you pull out your phone and start flipping through. This is what Becky and Cynthia do with the sheep. They are doting shepherds, in case you can't tell. In fact, I have told them they are my favorite shepherds after Jesus, of course, which has particular meaning for Becky since she's Jewish. To use the words from John's gospel, they are good shepherds. They generously and lovingly care for their sheep. Each one, in fact, has its own special song that Becky has composed for them. They know their sheep, and their sheep know them, truly. Baraka, Quintus, Encream, Leah, and Colleen, pictured on the back of your bulletin, and on our church sign as well. Thank you, Maria. Each of them needn't fear a thing because Becky and Cynthia are there for them. They live by still waters, actually. They live on Moncton Pond. And they keep watch to protect the sheep from their enemies, the roaming coyotes that sometimes go through the area. They are good shepherds. Becky and Cynthia meet all the criteria laid out in the 23rd Psalm, as far as I'm concerned, as well as in John's Gospel. And so on Good Shepherd Sunday, they provide a wonderful image for us for the shepherding care that Jesus gives for us. So today, what I want us to do is imagine that God has a lamb cam on us.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. What would God see? Would God see a bunch of sheep milling about, searching for quiet pasture and still waters? Would God see sheep joyfully coming when called to get their souls restored? Would God maybe see some sheep battered and bruised from following the wrong shepherd, the hired hand? In churches, we're kind of all about the Lord is my shepherd and I am the good shepherd. Kyle and I today are each wearing our shepherdy looking stoles, our robes. So sometimes that gets dumped on us. In the church, we are very happy to be the sheep. We are grateful that the good shepherd has laid down his life for us so that we can have our souls restored by still waters and quiet pastures after a long week in the trenches, whatever those trenches may look like or sound like or feel like, right? So you all just rest there a moment in those still waters that you imagine. And while you rest there a minute, let me read to you one more time what you heard from Kristen just a minute ago. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. We ought to lay down our lives. Ding, 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 ding. I hope that shocked you, right? That's not the still waters and my sheep know my name that we get to do when we're the sheep. We ought to lay down our lives. That's the work of the shepherd, right? And we're supposed to be the sheep. I like being a sheep. Jesus describes himself as the one who lays down his life, not us. But there's also this, not just that little bit from that commentary. In John's gospel, there's also this later on, a few chapters down the road from chapter 10, where Jesus says to his disciples, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That's an awful lot of laying down one's life for sheep. So it looks like then, if we put all this together, the comforting words of Jesus in chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. My sheep know my name. And then those challenging words from the epistle lesson and from later on in John's gospel. Yeah. It's looking like we're sheep and shepherds. We are sheep and shepherds. Not only the sheep for whom Jesus lays down his life, we are also shepherds, called and empowered to show love for one another by laying down our lives. This kind of love is the character of the body of Christ. This kind of love is how love is known in the world. Now, I will very freely admit to you that it's that laying down our lives part of the shepherd's job that's a little off-putting to me. Words like that make me think of soldiers who lay down their lives for their country. Thank you all very much. Not something I feel called to do. It makes me think of people in history. I think of Harriet Tubman, who set aside her life, risked her life, to lead slaves to freedom on the Underground Railroad. It makes me think of Mother Teresa, who laid down her life to live among and care for lepers in Calcutta. That's what I think of when I hear laying down my life for one another. This is all really intense stuff. I much prefer to rest beside still waters. But in the epistle, John is not really talking about such extraordinary acts of heroism and sacrifice that come to mind when we think about laying down our lives. For one thing, when those epistles were written, there wasn't any persecution going on of Christians at the time, so he wasn't thinking about that particular historical moment of Christians laying down their lives. He's actually talking about giving our lives in very unextraordinary ways, very unexceptional ways, and just really very daily give and take sort of ways. When the epistle says, "How can God's love abide in us if we have the world's goods and refuse to help when we see someone in need?" John uses the word bios for what we translate as world's goods. Bios, B-I-O-S. Think of your ninth grade biology class, right? Biology is the very basics of life. I remember putting yeast cells in petri dishes and watching them grow and things like that. The Greek word bios means the very basics, fundamentals of life. So basically, John is saying that any disciple of Jesus with even just the basic means to sustain life is called to share life anywhere and anytime that it is lacking. This is what good shepherds do. Now, it also sounds a lot like what most of us are already doing. Very unextraordinary news to you all. We participate in and financially support a variety of life-giving ministries here in this church. Nancy just shared with us when she said, "I want to make last year's goal," thump, we exceeded it. So, are we sheep doing faithful things? Or are we shepherds laying down our lives? What's the difference? If it's not anything extraordinary, this laying down our lives, what's the difference? Here's how I see it. Laying down our lives for one another, as Jesus tells us to do, as the epistle letter tells us to do, isn't just about being generous sheep who then go back to the still waters and green pastures. It's about being shepherds, living as shepherds. Lots of people practice very generous, random acts of kindness. It's a great platitude, makes a wonderful bumper sticker. But that's not what we do. We practice intentional acts of shepherding. We are not about random acts of kindness. We practice intentional acts of shepherding. We don't only follow the voice of the shepherd, we do the calling ourselves. We don't only wait to be found by the shepherd, we do the seeking for ourselves. We don't only receive the green pastures, we cultivate them for others. We don't relax in our own protection by the shepherd, we make sure others are equally protected. Intentional acts of shepherding. Giving our lives this way. Basic ways that are shaped by and reflect the life we know through the life-giving shepherd is how our faith takes concrete shape in the world. We live in a day of Facebook memes, and And there's some wonderful platitudes out there. But we're not a community put together by platitudes. We are a community shaped by the love of the Good Shepherd. It is how we live and love in truth and in action. So as we sing the 23rd Psalm in our next hymn, listen for those words, not only as your song of comfort about how God takes care of you, listen for those words to challenge you about how God calls to you. And may we, as good shepherds, pull out our lambkins and tend the flock.